Welcome on the call. We are so glad to have you with us this evening. It's pretty exciting, this training series that we're part of, and I'm really thankful to be part of it. And it's just amazing, right? This is the start of something really great, and I want to introduce the man that is facilitating this training series. It's really my absolute pleasure. He's a million-dollar earner. He's got a big heart, and he is here as a servant leader to help us all reach our goals. And with that, Dr. James Pruitt, welcome, and thank you so much for what you do.
Well, thank you for that warm introduction. La, Lania, we so do appreciate you and the efforts that you do in hosting this incredible training series that we're doing. Greetings to each and every one of the champions out there. Boy, am I excited about the information I'm going to share with you tonight. You know, I'm equally as excited about the trainings we've done thus far. I've got so much positive feedback. It just warms my heart to know that everyone's being blessed by the information that you're getting. Folks, let me tell you something. I am absolutely excited. So I certainly hope that everyone has their designated notebook and you're ready to take copious notes. Before we begin, I just want to reiterate some of the things that Lania said. We've got a powerful, powerful launch taking place in Dallas, Texas, Big D, on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of this month of August. Folks, you're going to feel the ground shake by what's going to take place there in Dallas. So if you've got anywhere near the state of Texas, or even if you're not near, load up your cars, drive there, get there, have your face in the place. We're going to have superstar guests that are going to be there. You simply don't want to miss this powerful, powerful event that will be taking place. I want to just kind of begin tonight by recapping a couple of things. On the last call, I recommended a couple of books for everyone to get. I mentioned Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I also mentioned Go Pro by Eric Worre. And I mentioned an audio series by Earl Nightingale called The Strangest Secret. Now, let me share something with you. I went on our home page of our website. I clicked into Gear, and then I clicked on Industry Tools. And, folks, let me tell you, those books are right there on our home page for you to order. How convenient and cool is that? As a matter of fact, I want to add one more audio series. It costs a total of $2.91, and it's called How to Build Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn. It is a must. Matter of fact, you've got to have that one CD by this legendary man. I have grown, learned, and helped so many others by utilizing that one CD. So make sure you have that in your automobile, your truck, or whatever it is that you drive, to make sure that you are getting all the information that you need. Folks, you know you've heard me say it before, and I'm going to say it again. To build your business properly, we've got to do it three separate ways. You've got to build it in your mind. You've got to build it on paper. You've got to build it out in the field. Now, you'll hear me say some of the same things over and over. The reason I do that is I really, really want it to sink in. See, I truly believe that your mind is like a garden. Whatever you plant in there will grow. But if you don't plant anything in the garden of your mind, weeds begin to grow. Weeds of self-doubt, weeds of a lack of confidence, weeds of wanting to give up. Folks, but you got to make sure that you plant the right things in the garden of your mind and feed the champion that is inside of you. So as always, folks, I'm going to begin by talking about mindset. And today's call is going to be focused on the power that's inside of you. I want you to know that you can have happiness, health, and wealth, all that you want, by tapping into the power that's already inside of you. Now, I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. The power that's already inside of you is greater than all the power in the world. See, spiritually speaking, it said he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. And he has put that power in you. As a matter of fact, your goals and your dreams The reason you have those goals and have those dreams is because you are able to fulfill them with the power that's inside of you. See, the power that's inside of you right now is the same power that was in Plato and Socrates and William Shakespeare, Albert Einstein, Sir Isaac Newton, Wolfgang Beethoven, Abraham Lincoln, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Thomas Edison, all the greats you can think of in our nation's history, folks, they just tapped into the same power that's inside of you. They tapped into that power that's inside of them. So let me just make sure I make it plain to you that you already have the key to having happiness, health, and wealth. I want you to know that you can truly have, do, and be anything that you want. Whatever it is, whatever you choose, and listen to this, it doesn't matter how big it is, you can have it. So let me ask you a question right now, and I want you to think about this. What kind of house would you like to live in? What kind of car would you like to drive? What kind of lifestyle would you like to lead? What kind of success would you like to have? Do you want to be a millionaire? Answer those questions. Think about what it is, folks, that you really, really want. And I'm going to tell you here and now, most people won't stretch themselves to think about what they really want. They're afraid to because they can't figure out how they're going to get it. But just like I was telling you about that training focus scale, I want you to focus in, hone in, and focus on your dreams, your goals, your desires, what you really want. Don't worry about the how-to. That's going to happen naturally. But if you're tapped in and have a clear, vivid vision of what you'd like to experience, what you'd like to be wearing, how much would you like to travel, what kind of lifestyle would you like to lead, would you like to have a beach house, would you like to have a lake house, would you like to have a home in this country or that country, whatever you want, folks, don't be afraid to dream big. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you the assignment of dreaming big. And there is no right or wrong answer here. It's your dreams. See, you've got a dream inside of you already. And some people might be saying, well, James, why are you focusing so much on how we think and what our dreams are? Why do you want to focus on that? Can you just tell me what to say? Tell me what to do. I could tell you what to say. I could tell you just what to do. But I'm here to tell you 95% of what it takes to win in this industry is about 6 inches long. It's the distance between one ear and the next ear. The distance between your two ears taps you into the power that it takes to truly achieve your goals. I have seen with my own eyes miracles happen in people's lives. I've seen physical healing miracles. I've witnessed mental healing. I've witnessed healing in relationships, healing in financial situations. Folks, you can have it all because it all depends on how you think. Simply put, you become what you think about. What you bring about, what you think about, as a man thinketh, so is he. Let me just reflect back, if I could, on that first harvest principle that we talked about once upon a time. You see, here it is again. How you think, your thoughts impact your emotions and how you feel. Your emotions and how you feel impacts the words that you say. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, folks. The words that you say, they impact the actions that you take. And the actions that you take impacts the results that you see with your naked eye. If you boil all that down, thoughts become things. See, you're going to attract to you in life the things you think about the most. So if that's true, now you can see why I want you thinking about what your dream is. Now you see why I want you thinking about the lifestyle you'd like to lead, the circumstances you'd like to be in control of. Folks, this, what I'm sharing with you, is so very important. As a matter of fact, the circumstances and the things in your life right now, you have attracted to you by the images that you have previously held in your mind. So let's just take that slate and wipe it clean. And let's just begin to pour in good things into that garden of the mind of yours. Let's start pouring in how to think and grow rich. Let's start pouring in all those things that truly impact where you're going. See, it's important that you hold the thoughts that you want clearly in your mind. So I go back to this question once again, folks, and I'm going to really charge you to think about this. What do you really want? Just focus on that, what you really want. Don't worry about what you're going to have to go through to get there. Just for a second, allow yourself to visualize you already having what you want. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you a homework assignment that I'd like you to do every single day when you wake up in the morning before you brush your teeth. I want you to get up every day with an attitude of gratitude. I want you to think about five things that you are truly thankful for. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's because you can walk and talk and breathe and speak. Whatever it is that you're truly thankful for, I want you to say it out loud as you're in the mirror, that you're just thankful. See, I believe when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And if I can get you thinking and beginning every single day about what you're happy about, what you're grateful about, I'm telling you, you are on your way to having one fantastic day. So just for a moment, picture yourself already having what it is you want. Because you're going to attract to you what you think about the most. And this is so important as we go forward. Let me just say this as I wrap up this section of the training. Most people spend more time thinking about what they don't want. I sure don't want to come in late. I hope I'm not late. I don't want to miss a single payment. I don't want to. The more you think about what you don't want, the more you're going to get just that. So start thinking about what it is you do want, and you'll get it over and over again. See, if you start complaining about this and complaining about that, it just becomes a magnet for more of the same coming to you. But if you wake up each day on purpose with an attitude of gratitude, folks, I'm here to tell you, that's exactly what you'll get. Now, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about the three ways to build this. Number one, we talked about building it in your mind. We just spent a little bit of time talking about mindset. And remember, that's 95% of what it takes to win in this industry. The other 5% is super important. Don't get me wrong. But when people begin to share and talk with other people, if they're not feeling what you say, then you're focused heavily on what you want, your dreams and goals, it'll bounce right off of you like your rubber. But if you're not tuned in to where you're going, what you want, already seeing yourself have it, somebody else can rob you of your joy. They can steal your dream from you. And we don't want that to happen, folks. So make sure that you wake up every day in an attitude of gratitude. We talked about mindset. Let's talk about how to build this on paper, okay? We're going to talk a little bit about how to build your list, how to double your list, how to grade your list. We're going to go over all that. Before we do, I think it's important to just give you a couple of tidbits of why I want you to get the book GoPro by Eric Worre. This book is going to teach you the 7 skills that you need to be a professional networker. That means somebody highly paid for what they do. This book's going to teach you how to find prospects. That's the first skill. This will teach you how to invite and to invite people to look at your opportunity or your product. It's going to teach you how to present. It's going to teach you how to follow up. It's going to teach you how to enroll a customer, enroll a distributor. It's going to teach you how to help them get off to a good start. And it's also going to teach you how to build your business from event to event. Now, you remember on the very last call that we did, we talked a lot about the recruiting rules. We talked about the building laws, and we gave you a few more harvest principles. I just want to digress for a moment and focus on that 2020 vision. Folks, this is giving you, like an architect gets the plans to build something special, it gives you the plans to build your empire. You're going to build one on the right, one on the left. One more on the right, one more on the left. Two on the right, two on the left. Three on the right, three on the left. You're going to go right, left, right, left, right, left. And once you get to 20, you've got a solid, rock-solid foundation such that the first recruiting rule will kick in, which is the one-third rule. One-third are going to quit, one-third are going to incubate, and one-third are going to be the top earners in the whole company. And that'll get you 100% to your goal. The second rule is it's easier to work your business fast than it is to work it slow. That's a fact. The third rule, it's important that you understand that you've got to, I said got to, build your business from event to event. You always want to have more people at the next event than you had at the last event. Now, those are the recruiting rules. Let's talk about the building laws. Law number one, if you're going to be a top earner, and not everybody's going to be a top earner, but if you're going to be a top earner, you've got to show the plan 4 to 6 times per week, preferably in a group setting. If you want to be a top earner, you've got to show this plan 4 to 6 times per week. See, when we were all kids, we all played show and tell. So I know you know how to do that, and we're going to teach you what you don't know. The second building law is a recruit is not a recruit until they're dual team qualified. So once you bring on a new business partner, don't get excited yet, because your job as a leader to help them get qualified with one on the right, one on the left, within 24 to 48 hours. So being their sponsor, it means you're responsible for helping them get off to a solid start by helping them get dual team qualified within 24 to 48 hours, a week at the most. If it takes longer, so be it. But your goal is to help them get off to a fast start because you are setting the pace, okay? The third law is the leader that you're looking for. I'm talking about the independent leader that's going to be a big-time earner. The leader you're looking for is 3 to 4 levels deep. What does that mean? Well, that means a recruit is not a recruit until their dual team qualifies. So you've done your job. Now, those people that you're helping get qualified, you want to get 3 to 4 levels deep. So you've got to help them get qualified. And then those folks get qualified. And bingo, now you brought aboard within your group the independent, big-time leader that you're looking for. Folks, this, what I've just shared with you, is the foundation for us to begin to run. So let me just kind of cover, we've covered a little bit about the mindset. Let's talk a little bit about building it on paper, how to build your list, okay? Now, this is some of the fundamentals that I could teach on for 2 hours, but how to build your list is simple. What I do is begin thinking about the easiest people I think it'd be for me to share this with, the best people I think if they join, who would be the best, I put those 10 down, and then I begin to look into my contacts, and then I just start adding people to the list. Now, here's a secret. You may not even contact every single person on your list, but it's important that you have a very large list. So you start thinking about pockets of people. What do I mean about pockets of people? Well, Who do you know that's in your neighborhood, your neighbors? Who do you know that you go to church with? Who do you know that you grew up with? Who do you know that worked at that job you used to work out with? Who do you know that you used to go to lunch with at that other job? Who do you know that's already very successful? Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? Put them on the list. No phone numbers, just names. Now, once you get your list going, and pretty soon it gets easier, you get credit for just writing your name down. The bigger the list, the more money you're going to make, regardless of how you do it. The bigger the list, the more money you're going to make. So let's see who can build a big list. I'm talking about 100 people, maybe 150 people, maybe 200 people, or even more. But having a big list is super important. Now, here's a trick. Once you're finished designing your list, I'm going to show you now how to double that list. Let's say you wrote down Beverly, and Beverly was somebody you used to work with. So I want you to look at the first name on your list, and you ask yourself, who do you and Beverly both know together? Jot their names down. Go to the next person on the list and ask yourself, who do you and that person both know together? Common people you both know. Write their names down. And go through your whole list like that. You'll find your list of 50 doubles to 100. Your list of 100 doubles to 200 or more. But that's how you create a large list. Okay? Now, let's talk about how I grade my list. Now, there are other ways to grade a list, but I'm going to share with you how I do it. Okay? Now, stay with me now. You've got your list in front of you. There are no telephone numbers. There's just names. You got columns of names, front and back of the paper, two and three pages of names, right? I want you to go through every single name on your list after you've made it and after you've doubled it. I want you to go through every single name and ask yourself this question. That first person on your list, who on your list could you call at 2 o'clock in the morning with a flat tire and they would get out of their bed and come and help you? That's not going to be everybody, but that's going to be some people. Who could I call at 2 o'clock in the morning with a flat tire and they would get up and help me? I want you to put an A by all of their names. A by this person, not that person, not this person, yes, this person. You're going to go through the whole list and put A, the letter A, by everybody on that list that you could call at 2 o'clock in the morning and they would get out of their bed and come and help you. You're going to put a B by everybody on that list that's business-minded. They would recognize a good business if they saw it. That won't be everybody. That won't be the fried cook at Wendy's. Nothing against fried cook at Wendy's. But you're looking for people business-minded. Who could you call? You can put an A by everybody on the list. You can call 2 o'clock in the morning with a flat tire and they come help you. You can put a B by everybody on that list that's business-minded. And it might be some people get an A and a B. Some people just get a B. Some people you haven't put on a letter at all. You're going to go back through your list and put a C by everybody on that list that has a large sphere of influence. They know a lot of people. Maybe they're the supervisor at their job. Maybe they're a pastor. Maybe they're a leader in their own community. Whoever on that list has a large sphere of influence. So some people have just A's. Some people have just B's. Some people have just C's. Some have A, B's, and C's. Some have A's and C's, A's and B's. You get the idea, right? So we talked about the A. We talked about the B, we talked about the C. I want you to put a D by everybody on that list that are people people. They love people, and people love them. They're the life of the party, great storytellers. These are the people that attract other people. You're going to put a D by everybody on that list. Okay? Then you're going to go through and put an E by everybody on that list that even they know that they're better than their current circumstance. Who on that list that even they know they're better than their current circumstance? Maybe they just got laid off their job. Maybe they just went through a divorce. Maybe they just got out of the hospital. Maybe they've been on their job for 20 years and they're just totally not excited about life anymore. Who do you know on that list that even they would admit that they're better than their current circumstances? Now that you've got your list done, I want you to go through and put a little star by everybody on that list that does not live in your local vicinity. Maybe they're in another state. Maybe they're in another country. Identify the people that are not in your local area at all. You can't go by and just talk to them. They're long distance. What I want you to do is once you finish grading your list the way I've just identified, you're looking for people first that have an A, a B, a C, a D, and an E by their name. Think about it. If you could call them at 2 o'clock in the morning, they're business-minded, they've got a large sphere of influence, you get the idea. They fit every category. These are the people I start contacting first. Then I start contacting the people that have 4 letters, and then 3 letters, and then 2 letters. But I start with the people who are most qualified. This is how I build my list. This is how I double my list. This is how I grade my list to find the diamonds that are on that list. Once I get that list done, now I'm going to start peeking and checking people's interest. Now, we talked a little bit about the magic question. I utilize that to see if they're open to hearing about what I want to share. And typically, the key thing is you don't want to share all that you know, but you want to pique their interest. I typically do it by asking a question. So if I called you up and said, hey, how's it going, man? This is James. You got a couple minutes? Yeah, man, let's chat. How are things going for you? Good, good. Listen, I've got some very aggressive goals, some things that me and my family want to do this year. How about you? Well, let me ask you a question. I want you to be honest with me. If you had an extra $500 a week, would it mean something to you? And they typically go, oh, absolutely. Well, sure. Well, maybe I could be a blessing to you, man. Maybe I could really, you know, help you in that regard. Now, see, here's what I'm thinking here. I'm not going to start telling them everything I know. I'm not going to start telling them how the business works, what the ingredients are, how the time. I'm not going to go through any of that. What I'm going to say is what I'd like to do is shoot you a 5-minute video. The gentleman giving the video, I have a tremendous amount of respect for. He is mega wealthy, and he's helped thousands and thousands of people. I'd like for you to just to take a look at that 5-minute video and just tell me what you like the most about it. I'm going to shoot it over to you now, and I'll call you back in about 10 minutes, okay? Great. So I piqued their interest, but then I also pointed them to the next step of showing them something. And I think that 5-minute video is enough to pique their interest. Now, if I know all the facts on the 5-minute video, some folks are saying, why not just tell them everything I know? Well, sometimes people start asking me questions. What is this? How does it work? How much does it cost? I never answer any of those questions. I say, look, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just want to show you something, and you let me know if you like it or not. Is that fair enough? See that last part? Is that fair enough? That's what we call a tie down. What that does is it takes the pressure off of you and says, just take a look at this and let me know if you like it. Is that fair enough? Well, sure. Shoot it over. I'll take a look at it. And see, the psychology behind this is real simple. When you're talking to people nowadays, they're very busy. And if you start going on and on about the ingredients and what's in it and how it works and all this, they think they got to stop their lives and learn all that stuff you just said. But if you just pique their interest and then shoot them a video, they're thinking subconsciously, I can do that because you don't have to know anything other than here's the video. So you want to make this whole process seamless and nice and easy. But don't worry, folks, because any new thing you start doing, you're going to be a little bumpy at first. But just like everything else in life, you get better as you go. Just think about this. You used to couldn't walk at one point. Remember you were crawling around as a baby? Remember that? You used to crawl around. All of us did. we couldn't walk yet. Remember, you see them little toddlers, and they pull themselves up on the coffee table, on the sofa. They're trying to stand on their two little feet, and they're wobbling back and forth, trying to get their balance. You've seen a toddler do this, right? And what always happens? They fall back down. What happens next? Every time, they get right back up. They pull themselves up, try to balance, fall down. Get up, fall down. Get up, fall down. Get up. You ever wonder why the baby doesn't just stay down? And you say, you know what? I'm just going to crawl around all my life. I'll just be an adult crawling around. I'm not going to worry about this walking thing. You know why babies don't do that? Because they haven't learned to quit yet. They just keep on doing it and keep on doing it and keep on doing it, and pretty soon they're walking. Well, I promise you the same technique happens here. You just got to have the intestinal fortitude to keep on doing it. Folks, it gets easier. It gets fun. Remember, you have the blessing, and you're trying to see who wants to be blessed as well. Is it you? No. Is it you? Maybe. Is it you? Yes. But don't worry, because all a person can say to you is yes, no, or maybe. There is no other answer. And folks, every great organization has one thing in common. They all recruit. Colleges recruit. Universities recruit. Churches recruit. Corporations recruit. Fraternities recruit. Sororities recruit. Governmental agencies recruit. Sports franchises recruit. Recruiting is a part of life. And you're building an empire. And folks, you're looking for the best of the best. Remember I said this. You can't say the right thing to the wrong person, but you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. Tell me yes, tell me no, tell me quick, I got to go, because you're working from a list. Ooh, this is good stuff now. So you're piquing their interest, you're showing them that five-minute video, and then you want to connect them to somebody else to validate what they just saw, what you're sharing with them. So you got to pick a champion. You got to pick a support team leader that you're going to use. What I do is I pick two or three different people. I can't reach this person, then I'm going to call that person. I can't reach that person, then I'm going to call this person. But you got to have your support team member standing by. I'll do it. Eddie will do it. Your support team leader will do it too. PS3. Pique their interest. Show them something, and three-way validation call. See, that leads me up now to talk about the recruiting system. What is the recruiting system? Oh, so have you ever seen a baseball game? Well, some people aren't sports fans. So let me ask this. Are you familiar with what a baseball diamond looks like? You got home plate where you stand there and the pitcher throws you the ball. When you hit the ball, if you're lucky, you run to first base, right? Then maybe second base, right? And then third base, right? And then you come home. It's never a different order. So first base in the recruiting system is to peek and check their interest. That's first base. Second base, where you're going to take that same person, is to some sort of a presentation, whether it's a video, a live presentation. You sit down one-on-one and you play show and tell and you do the presentation. Whether you invite them to your home and you do a home party, whatever form of presentation that it is, after you peek and check their interest, you move them to the next step, which is the presentation. After they've seen the presentation, you move them to the next step, which is to validate what they just saw. You want to validate it. The most effective way I know to validate is to connect them to a real person who's already experiencing success in what you're sharing. Now, that success doesn't have to be they're making $6 billion a day. No, it doesn't have to be like that. It just means you're having some success in the business venture that you know, in your business, right? Now, keep in mind, first base, then comes second base, then comes third base. Now, there are other forms of a validation. Let me give you an example of how that works. What if I invite some people over to my home and I'm going to do a home presentation. But before I did, I piqued their interest, I showed them the video, and then I wasn't able to connect them with anybody, but I invited them over to my home. Or I did pique their interest, I showed them the presentation on a one-on-one or even on a video, and then I invite them to my home. See, in that particular circumstance, the home party is actually a form of a validation. So make sure that you're following this step. Pique their interest, show them something, validate the business, and then after that, you're going to collect a decision, and don't be afraid to collect a decision. You're going to enroll them, and then repeat the same process. Now, this, what I'm sharing with you, is just the fundamentals on how to do the presenting, the recruiting process. We started with the list. We go from the list to contacting, from contacting, the next step is presenting. Let the tools do the work for you, and then put your support team leader to work. Welcome. Welcome. People say, well, James is good, but he'll work you to death. That's right. That's right. Keep the three ways coming, folks. This is how you'll get good at doing the three-way validation calls one day. That's right. One day you'll be that big-time leader that people are connecting to. And don't forget I said this. You can't say the right thing to the wrong person, but you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. You know, I want to just tell you a story, folks, if I could. I remember when Marcia and I first got started in this industry. We were not new to business. We were just new to this kind of business. So we got real serious. We started reading books. We started listening to tapes. We stopped watching TV and focusing on our craft. We understood that if we're going to make the big money, we got to get good at this. So we started educating ourselves. We started reading. We went out there and I started doing things. Folks, I was doing some things right, I was doing some things wrong, but one thing for sure, I was doing a whole lot of it. Some right, some wrong. I was new, but I was doing it. I was getting down from my crown, right? Marcy and I experienced some mild success because we were just getting started off. I was following all the systems. I was doing everything we were told. And then this other guy joined our same company, and I had been there for almost a year. And I watched this guy in a matter of months, I'm telling you, months, just shoot past me and blow away my rank. He was way ahead of me. I'm thinking, who is this guy? So I found myself at an event with this guy, and as it turned out, we were on the same flight back home after the event was over. So I walked over to the airplane, and I sat next to him. I said, hey, man, I noticed the success that you guys have had. Would you mind sharing a couple of nuggets of how you've done it? He said, sure. And I'm telling you, folks, I sat there and wrote down word for word every tip he gave me. And the guy, I was so focused on writing down what he said that after he sat down and wrote down, I looked up, he had fallen asleep on the plane. God, this guy fell asleep. But I had all these notes. I got up and went over to Marcia and said, look at these notes I got from him. I went back, and we applied all those notes to what we were doing. We made some adjustments, and folks, we caught up to them, and together we've been growing ever since, hitting ranks, making money. And I've got to just tell you, Dr. Steve Branch has been a real blessing to me, and I've learned a lot from him, especially when I was just getting started. And let me tell you something, man, what a talent this man is. And I'm super excited to share with you that we've got Dr. Steve Branch from a call tonight. And I just want to introduce Dr. Steve Branch. This is a guy that's been successful outside the industry of networking. He's been successful for sure inside the industry of networking. He's a seven-figure annual earner, not once but twice, and doing it again right here at Impact. Folks, please allow me the distinct privilege to introduce and present to you Dr. Steve Branch. Steve, you're chatting with me on the call this evening.
Yes, sir, and I just want to commend you on an awesome training, man. I could listen to you train for the next 2 hours. I mean, it's simply outstanding. I wish I had 1,000 people on this line tonight, brand new recruits. I mean, because the success principles that you've just finished going over are so powerful and so impactful from a standpoint of having immediate success. See, in this industry, it's really the little things that make the difference, but it's always a system and a strategy that you apply to allow it all to come to fruition. You know, I like to call it the basic rules of success. See, because, you know, we all are part of the human race, and most of us have grown up in the last 6 or 7 decades or less. And so there's no difference in my sister than your sister, my uncle and your uncle, my mama, your dad and my dad. We all pretty much have the same thought process. And one of those thought processes, especially when it comes to recruiting, is that people do business with people they know, like, trust, and who is most like themselves. So even when you're doing business, keep these simple principles in mind. See, one of the things I found out early on is that there were different strokes for different folks. We've always heard that cliche, but there's a meaning behind it. See, because you have certain individuals, and I want to use a color chart to represent this. Sometimes people use animals, but I want to use colors. See, and I want to say these four colors pretty much define personalities, especially when it comes to buying decisions and a person saying yes or closing the deal. Now, I would like to say a person that has a blue personality is a person that's full of fun and energy and just loves to have a good time. They're not necessarily worried about how much money we're going to make. They're worried about just having a good time. As long as we're going to have some fun, I'm in. We have a person that could be considered a green personality that's very analytical. You want to give them the time and the space and the website to do all of their due diligence and their research, because once they have done their research and they've made a decision to come on board, they are never quit because they know they're in a rock-solid program with a rock-solid product. So you allow them their time and their space. But keep in mind, you also have the person that has a helping spirit. We call that the yellow personality. That person isn't necessarily interested in how much money we're going to make or how much fun we're going to have. They just want to know we're going to be helping some people. We're going to help some people become healthy. We may be able to help some people financially. As long as we are helping someone or an organizational group, you got my attention. Then you have that red personality. That's the person that all I want to know is how much money can I make and what I have to do and how much it costs. Now, you still want to take them through the peaking process, but that person is simply that red personality that's interested in making money and making big money fast. So that person that's interested in making big money fast, we could call them the heavy hitter. You don't necessarily want to connect them to that yellow personality or that person that may be heavily involved with the church that's interested in helping people, because he want to know how I can make some money. The yellow personality want to know how we can help people. So that yellow personality, that's the person I may want to connect with someone like a Pastor Parson or someone that may be a part of an organization or a nonprofit that's a part of us. That fun personality, that person, that blue personality, I may talk to them about the great event we're going to have in Orlando in November. I may talk to them about the professional athletes we have on board with us, the Otis Nixons and the Harlem Globetrotters and the Super Bowl champions and all the great fun times we're about to have with these professional sports athletes. The person that's that analytical person, I want to have them research Dr. Joe and see the incredible research and videos that we have in our back office with all the incredible training on the ingredients of the product. And that rare personality, well, I want to connect them with an Eddie Freeman, an individual that's already made 7 figures in this industry year after year after year, because he's going to share with him and be able to relate to him how I can get to 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 miles a month very quickly. So in different strokes for different folks, but the most important thing you want to keep in mind, and I'm going to be brief on this, is after you have piqued that person's interest, after you have made the list, you've defined A through E on the list. They have seen the presentation, whether it was a live presentation, a webinar, a conference call, over a cup of coffee at Starbucks, or in Panera Bread. You want to assume the sale. And this is one of the most important things, because we can give a great presentation, but we have to assume the sale. Many people that fail to generate results are afraid to ask for the money. See, once we have given the presentation, we're going to control the conversation. Just like Dr. Pruitt said, tell me what you like best about what you heard or what you saw. See, when you ask that question that particular way, you're guaranteed to get a positive answer. It doesn't matter what they say. It's going to be a positive response to where you want them to go. Oh, I like the benefits of the product. Great. I like that too. Oh, I like the income possibility with those matching bonuses, that dual pay team, and the up to 40% off the customer bonuses. Well, great. I like that too. Whatever they like, you like. I remember, well, there's another company, and I had to tell the person after we got off the call, when the person said they are interested in the product, don't start talking about all the money that you can make, because their focus is on the product and the nutrition. You let a person tell you what has their interest. Now, once you have determined what they like about this program, then assume the sale. Assume they're going to get involved as either a customer or a distributor. Now, one of the things I like to do is I like to then direct the individual what they should do next. I don't tell them or wait for them to go home and sign up or to enroll. If it's a live presentation, I want to basically help them fill out a physical application. So I'm not waiting for them to get around two or three days later to complete the enrollment process. Keep in mind, they may not have the same sense of urgency that you have. They might not know it's a Monday night and the end of the pay week is Tuesday night. They don't have that same sense of urgency. And the longer the time lapses from the time they heard that presentation to the time they're about to enroll, the less interest they have. They lose that level of excitement and forget what it was that got me so excited about this program or this product, why I want to spend $199 or $450 or $999. So you want to assume the sale as quickly as you possibly can. Now, one of the ways I do that, if they're near their computer and I'm near mine, I want to walk them through that process as soon as they completed the presentation. Okay, Ms. Johnson or Mr. Johnson, what name do you want your checks coming to? So, because on that enrollment app, it has first name and last name. And I want them to say, do you want the checks coming in you and your spouse's name or just your name? And most of them go say, well, in my name. Okay, well, go ahead, fill in your first name. Go ahead, fill in your last name. Go ahead, fill in your address. Step by step, your email, your phone number, your website. I'll walk them through that process. And the last thing that I ask for is you have four ways to be able to take care of this transaction. After they have selected their package, those three steps, the $199 if you only need two boxes, the $499 as well as the $999. But the most important thing I'm going to say, you can use a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover. Which one works for you, or which one would you like to use? And then I become quiet. I let them make that decision. Even if they're not ready to conduct or conclude that transaction right then and there, I'm not going to make up their mind for them. I want them to tell me, well, you know what, I love this. I really want to do this, but I need a couple days to be able to get my funds together. Fine. That's fine. Even more importantly, I'm not going to make that decision for you. If you have to speak with your other half, your spouse, or whatever the case may be, that's fine as well. But even more importantly, I want to create a sense of urgency of why you want to hold your position now. Even though you still may have to look at a few other things, may have to do a little more research, well, while you're doing your due diligence, hold your position in our organizational structure, because right now, your position to be one of my first two, or within my first four, or within my first six. And the power of that is that I have two teams. Both of those teams are going to have humongous amounts of enrollment and volume underneath them that could drastically enhance your pay on a weekly basis, especially if they have understood or have witnessed the compensation plan. So they have a reason as to why to take action now as opposed to waiting two or three days later or a week later or a couple weeks later. assume the sale, and don't be afraid to ask for the money. When you go to the grocery store, the apartment store, the first thing the cashier says, cash, check, or charge. Well, you want to say the exact same thing. How would you like to take care of this transaction? Assist them in making that decision which package is best for them. They don't know. They are brand new. So you direct them to where they would like to be and where they could afford to be. This is the best, but if you're in a position to do this middle package at a minimum. But if you have to start small, go ahead, get in now. And we like to say get your foot in the door. If you have to start at $199, get your foot in the door, then we get more. Get your foot in the door and then get more, because you could upgrade hopefully within a week or that next pay period. So if there are little things in this business that really makes the difference, understanding people's buying habits and people's mindsets is extremely important, especially when you're going to do business. Understand, everybody may not have a goal of making a lot of money for themselves, but they may have a particular project or interest that may be beneficial to them or that they're trying to focus on. The church may have an outreach ministry. They're trying to send a group over to Ethiopia during the summer. Well, guess what? This can be a financial vehicle to help you achieve that $5,000 to $10,000 that you need as a group. This could help the softball club. You paint a picture. You paint a picture and create a mindset as how this vehicle could benefit them, their family, their organization, their business. Those are a few of the principles and the basic rules of success. And I know it's getting late. I don't want to take too much time, Dr. Pruitt, because you have done an incredible job. I'm going to pass the line back over to you. And these training calls are simply amazing. Back to you, Dr. Pruitt.
Hey, thank you so much, Steve. I certainly do appreciate it. Folks, you heard it straight from the horse's mouth. You know, those little tiny things that we do, just like Dr. Steve was saying, they absolutely positively add up. As a matter of fact, as you wrap this call up and go into the upcoming weekend, I want you to do that little bit extra. I want you to make that extra call. Put those couple extra people's name on that list. I want you to make that extra three-way. I want you to go the extra degree. I want you to think about this. What do you have when you have water that's 211 degrees? It's just hot water. But that one degree, you go from 211 to 212, is a difference between hot water and boiling water. Folks, this weekend, we want you to go that extra degree. Share the business with people that you truly would love to have working with you. I absolutely appreciate you, Steve. I appreciate you breaking it down like a chicken wing for all of us on the call tonight. And, folks, we do these calls so that you will be empowered. Because think about it. We've all got the same thing. We got the same tools. We have the same products. We have the same comp plan. The only difference here is your mindset, what you're focused on, how you believe. Whoever believes the most will be the most successful. On behalf of Dr. Steve Branch, on behalf of LaLania Hamilton, as well as myself, we absolutely appreciate you plugging in. Grab a member or two on your team and plug them into these calls. I want to point everybody to Saturday's call with the legend, Mr. Eddie Freeman. Is going to absolutely lay down some serious knowledge for you folks. And make sure you're plugging in. Stay plugged into what we're doing. Just listen to me. You're on your way. This is what you dreamed of, to be at the right place at the right time with the right people, with the right product, at the right moment in your life for you to achieve what you only dreamed of. Don't be afraid to dream big. The bigger you dream, the bigger you'll achieve. Thanks so much for joining us on this call. Don't forget, listen again and again and again, and don't forget to grab those tools, those books we talked about, and start feeding and planting that knowledge into the garden of your mind. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk with you very soon. Spread the love. Be a blessing. Remember, the harvest is plenty, abundance is your birthright, and greatness is your destiny. Good night, folks.